Since 2009, the percentage of high school graduates in the state has dropped 10%. UW System President Ray Cross says waiving the cap on out-of-state students is a way to grow the workforce.
If you think we need workers now, just wait 10 more years.
Only 15% of out-of-state graduates in the class of 2014 stayed in Wisconsin after getting their degree. Regent Mark Tyler says that retention rate can be improved if businesses engage students.
I've heard numbers thrown around. If we bring in interns, 60 to 70% of those interns stay in the company.
Out-of-state students pay nearly three times as much as residents to attend UW-Madison. The UW system was hit with $250 million in budget cuts this year, but revenue was not mentioned during the vote. Out-of-state students pay nearly three times as much as residents do to attend UW-Madison. But Chancellor Rebecca Blank says waiving the school's cap isn't about money. She says it's about the state's demographics. Wisconsin has seen a 10% dip in the number of high school grads since 2009.
In the face of declining high school numbers, we can't just be doing business as usual.
Blank says opening the doors to more non-residents will help the state's workforce grow. But retaining graduates is proving to be a challenge. 85% of out-of-state grads for the class of 2014 left Wisconsin after getting their degree.
Try to put Wisconsin business in front of our students a little bit more directly and, you know, hope to get more of them to stay here to work.
The university will set aside 3,600 seats for Wisconsin high school graduates. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.